I chose a text from Paul for us to hear today, Romans 12, 1 through 8, and I really like how it starts. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. This whole idea of bodies is something that's important to Paul. For Paul, everything that we do involves our bodies. He never forgets that we are indeed embodied creatures. Everything that we do and everything that we say and everything that we think has its location in our bodies. Presenting our bodies means, to Paul, staying aware that each day that our body is the place, the primary location where we express our innermost longings, where we express our joys, our desires, our fears, and our vulnerabilities. If we want to know what our inmost motives are and what our deepest held values are, then we can look each day at what we do with our bodies, the way that we take care of ourselves, the way that we respect our bodies, the ways that we give ourselves self-care. In this way, we are presenting our bodies, we're taking care of them so that we can continue to do this good and holy work that we are called to do. The goal for Paul is for us to not only have a body, but to have, as they would say in discussing an artist's career, a body of work, a living body of work, a breathing offering to God that we give on a daily basis. Paul sees everything that we offer to God as having its source in our own embodied being. In ancient worship, sacrifices were a common part of showing one's devotion to God. And so Paul is using this ancient practice, but describing it to us in a really new way. He's talking about offering ourselves, our own bodies, as living sacrifices. He's saying, don't be passively conformed to this world. Instead, we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Both his exhortation to us to be living sacrifices is connected to this idea of having our minds transformed. For Paul, offering ourselves to God is inherently tied to always being transformed, to always being open to learning more, to always being ready to take in new information, to always be open to that which can transform us. For Paul, following the gospel authentically involves thinking in authentic ways about God and one's own place in God's world. This scripture could almost be a summary scripture of this entire road trip that I have taken you all on. It was my desire that we would travel throughout the Californias, California, Baja California, and Baja California Sur, and experience new things, experience places that we might otherwise never have gone. To be in our homes, not physically traveling, but still able to travel in our imagination, able to travel and expose ourselves while not physically leaving the confines of where we live. Meaning that I have wanted us to take heed of what Paul is telling us, in that we must always be worshiping our living God and offering ourselves as living sacrifices by always having our minds transformed. For this week, we have arrived across the border into Baja California. Specifically, I selected works of art from Tijuana, as well as works of art from the border fence, as you will have noticed if you've looked through the PDF. The very first piece that I chose, which is on the first page of this week's worship packet, is from a mural that is on the Mexican side of the border wall, not too far from the Tijuana airport. And it says, "También de este lado hay sueños," which means there are dreams on this side too. And then if you go further into the PDF, you'll see that there's a lot of color and a lot of vibrancy and a lot of life on random walls as you walk through the central parts of Tijuana. The reason that I wanted to take you across the border on this California road trip is because I think that a lot of people forget that there's more than one California. Yes, our California is the most powerful state in the world's most powerful country. California is a nation state in and of itself. But while California occupies such an important role in the world at large, we shouldn't forget that there's actually three Californias. There are two right below the California that we call home. And so I wanted to offer us just that thought, that there are other Californias that matter too. In our discourse in California, Tijuana can oftentimes get a bad reputation. We hear about the crime, we hear about many of the challenges that are faced throughout Baja California, and it can be easy to forget that there is inherent beauty there too, that there are artists who are working and transforming the cultural conversations, that there are visual, musical, all matter of arts that are taking place in Tijuana and that are a product of this unique confluence of cultures and countries and nationalities. In the internet field trip for today, I selected two pieces of music for you to listen to. One of them is from probably the most well-known and famous singer and songwriter to come from Tijuana, and that is Julieta Venegas. And she was born in Long Beach, moved to San Diego as a child, and then spent her time on both sides of the border, going back and forth between San Diego and Tijuana, and her music is distinctively shaped by the culture of Baja California. One of the unique aspects of Baja California in Mexico is that it is one of its most diverse states. It has been shaped by immigration of all sorts. Tijuana is the last stop for most who have traveled from far away who are seeking asylum in the United States. Recently, there have been many Central Americans who have been engaged in that process. But prior to that, there were Haitians who came soon after their country was hit by a very severe earthquake. They were denied protected status in the United States and decided that they would simply just stay in Tijuana. They made themselves a part of the community, and now there is a Haitian district within Tijuana with Haitian restaurants and Haitian culture and Haitian music and art, and they have really integrated themselves into the society of Tijuana and are now an important part of it. But if we look back, immigration has shaped Baja California from the very beginning. In fact, Northern Mexican music actually features a very peculiar instrument that you would not normally think of as being inherently Mexican, and that is the accordion, which happens to be the instrument that Julieta Venegas features in most of her music. And the reason that I chose the piece that I chose for you for this worship packet was because it features her accordion. And not only that, but it has both this fusion of Mexican influence, but also Eastern European, with an influx of Eastern European immigrants in the late 19th and early 20th century. Tijuana and Baja California received a lot of cultural influence from Eastern Europe, which is why Northern Mexican music tends to have almost this polka rhythm to it. I also chose a modern piece from the Nortec Collective, which is a local band in Tijuana, and that one is different from Julieta's piece in that one is performed in English. Again, highlighting these very diverse influences and this confluence of languages and histories and peoples and nationalities that comes together in a borderland. So I hope that you have enjoyed traveling with me this far. I hope that all of these experiences have allowed you to deepen your faith by opening your mind to artists, to things that you might not have otherwise encountered. I hope that that is helping you offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, as someone who is committed to always learning and always growing and always being open to the ways that God is still speaking to us in our modern day. May it be so. Amen.